So, hello, I'm here with Theo from Wolf Alice. How you doing?
Hello, good, thank you.
Last time we met was at the O2 in Southampton. And since then, I don't think you guys have actually stopped, have you?
No, we had about 3 weeks off just after we went to Japan. But it was intermittent with interviews and general shit is how I would describe the things we were doing.
General rubbish.
Fun,
yeah.
But, yeah. Yeah, no, so yeah, we haven't really taken that much time off, but it's fine, because I don't actually do very much anyway.
On the back of your debut album, you've played some incredible venues. Like, you've got 3 sold-out nights at the Forum, haven't you?
Mm.
And, like, the venue when we're at the Pyramids in Portsmouth, I grew up around here, and I've seen so many of my favourite bands play here. When you first started, is there, like, a checklist of places you really wanted to play?
I remember when we found out we were going to play Shepherd's Bush Empire in London, and that was a real big one for us. That was really that's where I feel like we started to make a transition into these kind of sized rooms and are now comfortable playing them. So maybe Shepherd's Bush Empire was like a benchmark by which I could go by.
Yeah. Do you feel a lot of pressure being the fact that this is a debut album and it's done so well? You're just like on like this massive upward curve of just popularity everywhere. Do you feel like the pressure to like write new music, keep the motion going as such?
Yeah, definitely. I think that's pressure you should feel, because you can't live off a debut album. I mean, some people probably have, but it's not what we want to do. We want to have longevity as a band, and we want to make the next record better than the first one, and the show's bigger, and every aspect of it just to progress naturally. So yeah, there's definitely like a undeniable pressure about the next step for the band.
I was going to say, because especially places like this, I've seen bands on there. Third, fourth, fifth album only playing here, but to play your only debut is actually doing quite well. You're doing all right for yourselves.
it is mental, isn't it? But we just gotta make some bangers.
That would help. Bangers are always good. We like bangers.
Yeah,
we like both bangers.
Yeah, I don't know what all the sense of that is that
sausages. Everyone likes sausages.
I thought it was a sexy thing.
It can be a sexy thing if you want it to be a sexy thing. I just don't need to see no bangers right now.
No, I'll stick with sausages. Or maybe not even that. That sounds a bit weird as well.
One question I do want to ask is, do you find like playing live or like TV shows, because I know you've done The Late Late Show and like Joe Walton and things like that, what is more difficult to do?
Play on the TV or play a gig?
Yeah.
Play on the TV is much more difficult to do, because you've got to perform, but you've also got to play you need to play note perfect generally. It should be a rule of thumb in there. Play the right notes, which I don't. Everyone does, you make mistakes. But the live environment is far more forgiving. The television is not so forgiving. It's difficult to like emulate what you would be like live, but with the pressure of there not actually being anyone there, but you're playing to like 3 million people at the same time.
Yeah. Which, so what is the plan? Because like I said, you've just been non-stop at the moment. My Love, of course, everyone is just loving it. Singles coming out everywhere. We've got Mona Lisa Smile Again, which, again, is amazing. I love the heaviness of it. I just love the guitar. There's just it's great in there.
Thank you.
And so what's next? When are you actually going to sit down and think, we need new music?
Well, we are now. We're already thinking about new music and making music. We're always making music, because that's what you do, you know. You just always make music if you like doing it. So we have been making tunes and demoing stuff like on our own laptops, nothing in the way of anything serious as of yet. But we finished this run and then it's kind of festival season, so I'm assuming we're going to intermit. But you're not always at a festival, it's kind of a weekend thing, isn't it? So in the weeks we can do some work and whatever, and then, you know, maybe try and record an album this year. At the end of this year, it's what we want to do.
So hopefully we might see some new material, but start of 2017 maybe?
Fingers crossed, that's what we would like to do. Whether we achieve that or not is to be confirmed.
From the very rough demos that I'm assuming you've recorded at the moment, what sort of direction are we sticking with the same? Don't know at the moment.
I really don't know, but I don't think it's gonna. It all sounds like Wolf Alice to me.
Well, that's a good sound. So you should probably stick with that.
Yeah.
All right. For one final question, how do you keep yourself entertained on tour? Like you said, like
I just walk around. Walking around for ages. I got up this morning, went to Pine Vinyl just down the road.
It's a nice place.
I like that place. What am I saying? How do I keep myself entertained? Papers, newspapers.
They still exist.
Can learn.
Doing your washing, FIFA, drinking is quite a big aspect of it. So usually if you're drunk or hungover, then you can there's loads of different things. Looking forward to tonight.
No worries, thank you, man. Thank you. Cheers.